This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome back onto another edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some cycling now, and Joby Gutierrez joins us once again. Joby, you mentioned in our first chat that the area that you've seen the biggest improvement in your triathlon career is the bike. It's just been a consistent improvement over time. What do you attribute that improvement to?
So, I think the one area that I can attribute that to would be just consistency on the bike. I'm not riding 6 and 7 days a week. I'm just consistently riding 3 days, sometimes 4 days, but usually just 3 days a week. And I've just been consistent about that. And so that's the one area that I think has helped out. Cause no matter what you're doing, if you don't have that consistency behind you, well, you're not going to be able to see those little changes through. And so the consistency has been the number one variable for me that has made a big impact.
Are you a big mileage type of guy in those three rides, or are you doing a lot of high intensity stuff?
So with my physiology, I have to be careful with the intensity that I do. So, one of the limiters to performance in the Ironman. So keep in mind, this is in the context of Ironman. Is you have to be efficient, right? You have to be efficient at your race wattage. And so for me, as an athlete, I can push watts, but I'm generating a lot of lactate doing that. And when you're generating a lot of lactate, it impacts how efficiently you can ride. So if I allow myself to push lots of intensity, generate lots of lactate, I'm going to be very, very dependent on lots of supplemental carbohydrates, which is not going to work well for a long distance event. So for me, and keep in mind, everybody is a little bit different, but for me, I have to really moderate my efforts. So I'm not just going out and hammering like 5 minutes, just best effort as hard as I can go. Cause for me and my physiology, when I do that, my lactate levels just start to skyrocket. And what I'm doing is I'm training. If I do allow that to happen, I'm training my body to be comfortable with higher levels of lactate, but it doesn't necessarily do anything for my efficiency. And that's what I need for an Ironman. So my training, a lot of it is done at threshold and below. And when I say threshold, it doesn't mean that I'm doing lots of threshold work. I typically have about, depending on the time of the season, but I typically have about 20 to about 30 minutes total for the whole week of threshold work. And then a lot of my intensity is done right before my lactate levels start to rise. So for me, once again, it'll depend on the time of the season. But for me, that's about 15 watts below my half Ironman intensity. And I do a lot of big gear work at that intensity. And so because the intensity is not really, really high, and because I'm turning a big gear, it's something that I can repeat, and it doesn't stimulate an elevated level of lactate production. And so it keeps me kind of in my wheelhouse for what I need for my training. And then everything else is fairly aerobic, very aerobic intensity. So lots of intensity way below race wattage. Kind of zone two work is where I spend, I would say, 75% of my time in my training.
Toby, you approach things very scientifically. I know within your business as well, FC Endurance, you do a lot of testing on your athletes, and I'm pretty sure you do the same for yourself as well. Why do you approach things from a scientific point of view and not just going out there and sort of doing it by feel, essentially?
Yeah. So for when we look at the science behind it, you know, it allows us to streamline what we're doing. And most of the people that I work with, and myself included, we don't have an unlimited time to train, and time is essentially our limiter. And if we only have, let's say, 7 hours to get in for the bike for a week, well, we want to make sure that we're spending the time focusing on the areas that are going to give us the best bang for our buck. So it's not the same approach that I use for each athlete. Everybody is different. So for example, some athletes are similar to myself. A lot of my male athletes are similar to myself in that if I can reduce their VLA max, their anaerobic capacity, that's going to allow them to gain more efficiency. And for others, it might be, maybe I just need to focus a little bit more on their VO2 because their anaerobic capacity is already at a level that I like. And I'm going to now focus on their VO2 and improve that. So for me, the testing as a coach, it allows me to objectively see, okay, where's the low hanging fruit? And if we go after this low hanging fruit, we can bring about the change that we need to. And that it's not just like we find what the low hanging fruit is and we go after it. And that's our approach for the rest of the athlete's development. It changes as the athletes improve and as they make gains, we have to ask ourselves, okay, what's our next target? What do we have to go after now? And it allows me as a coach to just be more streamlined with the type of training that I'm doing. I think any good coach would tell you that you can observe these things over time. And it's not like the testing reveals information that is all of a sudden shocking to me. But it allows us to objectively measure and quantify, hey, this is where we were at. This is where we want to get to. This is where we're at now. And it allows us to be more, specific with the training, more purposeful and more targeted.
Your favorite bike workout? What do you love doing on the bike?
My favorite bike workout is I spend a lot of time on the trainer. And so my favorite workout is it's a 2-hour workout. I take a long time to warm up. It doesn't help that I'm getting on the bike at like 4:30 in the morning, but I take a long time to warm up. So I start really easy, really comfortable, very low watts. And I slowly build those up. And I'm still in zone 2 for about a good 20 to 35 minutes. And then my favorite workout is about 4x15 minute intervals at a zone 3 intensity at about 50 to 55 RPMs. And it's one of those workouts that aerobically, I'm not breathing really hard. Like it's not taxing me aerobically. My heart rate is fairly low. But it's just a grinding of the repetition of that big gear. And after a big block of those, let's say over like a seven week period, I feel like my legs are bulletproof and it doesn't fatigue me. I don't walk away feeling like I'm shattered. Like I am just done. You know, it's kind of that sneaky, tough workout where my heart rate isn't real high during that session, but afterwards I could feel the fatigue in my legs. And so that's my favorite. And that's kind of, if I'm ever lacking motivation, if I'm ever struggling, you know, I typically will go to that workout because it allows me to, it's just one of my favorites. It's kind of my comfort workout and I like, and it results in, you know, great gains, on the bike in terms of durability and building some strength.
Awesome. Joby, as always, great to catch up. I look forward to talking about your run, but we'll save that for next time. Yeah.
Thank you, Brad.
If you've enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge. We'll be right back.